morning, committee. I'd like to call the order of the rules of administration. We do have a quorum present. I'd like to move the minutes. Representative Nash, have you had a chance to look at the minutes that has been presented to you?
Mr. Chair, I have. They're really good-looking minutes, and I would move them.
Representative Nash moves the minutes from May 16th, 2017. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Minutes have been approved. Calendar for the day, members, May 19th, 2017. I move the calendar of the day, Friday, May 19th, 2017. It is the author's intention to take the House language for Senate File 359. Any discussion on the calendar? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion prevails. Members, note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to this bill is now in place. We stand in recess.
You know, my husband is the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will reconvene. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 739 and that it be placed on the General Register. Representative O'Neill, if you could briefly explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I've actually taken over authorship from Representative Hoppe, so even though it says Hoppe, I am the author. So we just had a committee hearing in Jobs and Energy and heard the bill, and this is the small cell deployment for 5G rollout in Minnesota, and it is about 95% agreed upon between the cities and the providers. The cable providers are neutral. All the other parties involved are neutral. And so we just have a small amount to go until this is completely agreed upon, which I expect before we get to the floor we'll have a full agreement. It'll be really great for Minnesota if we can get this done.
Any discussion? Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm sorry if I missed it, but what is the reason that it missed the normal deadlines?
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Portman. So there was not agreement, and I've been working for the last 2 weeks with all the stakeholders to come to an agreement, and we are just shy of a couple points, and so we wanted to move this forward so we can get this done. And if we can get 5G, so if we can get this agreement done, we can have 5G not only just for the Super Bowl, but also the equipment will stay and be installed here in Minnesota after, and we'll be one of the top states in the nation that will have 5G. So that's why we're continuing to work on it, because it's so important for the infrastructure here in Minnesota.
Senator Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the short answer is to work with stakeholders, and I understand you've gotten it almost all resolved with the stakeholders. You feel that you're close?
Representative O'Neill?
Thank you, Madam Chair, Representative Portman. Yes, we are very, very close. We are at that point where no one loves the bill because we've compromised so much around the table, but we are very, very close, and we just really want this done so that we can have this ready for the Super Bowl and so that the 5G can stay after the Super Bowl, because otherwise the trucks will row in and they'll roll back out again.
Follow-up.
Representative Portman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Representative O'Neill, do you anticipate making further changes or trying to get an amendment that reflects an agreement of all the stakeholders before you take it up on the floor?
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Portman. That is my intention. As soon as we are done here, I will go back into the stakeholder process meeting and finalize a few points that they still have concerns with.
Thank you,
Representative Portman. Representative Lesh.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I guess I feel I can safely say this now since we're in the last week of session, but in 2007, the session before the RNC came to town, every fifth bill on the General Register was justified because the RNC's coming, so we gotta do this. And this is the second bill this session that I heard. The Super Bowl's coming, so we gotta do this. So I'm actually impressed that this is only the second bill that we've had on this. But anyway, good work, Representative O'Neill.
Representative Lesh, the other three will be coming later on this afternoon in the next recess. Is there any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails, and we are in recess.